This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really, really do appreciate the... Hey, what's going on over there? I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room. Head out to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there. And I do mean stuff that you can do up there. And I really do appreciate it. You know, every week, every Friday, we kick it off with our buddy Xander Gibb. Always have a good time when Xander's on the show to help kind of get our weekend situated. You know what I'm saying? Tonight, the second hour, we got Wayne Allen Root will join me. You know, he's probably one of the few other guys that speaks as fast, if not faster, than I do. Seriously, I think that should scare you, if nothing else. And then you'll need to get ready for it. You might have to rest up between hours. You need to get ready for Evan Say it in the third hour. He's another one. You have to record it. You have to play it back at half speed so it sounds normal speed to the rest of you. And then take notes on it as well. Also, head up to the website. Not the website. What is that thing called? Facebook page. Right? The, I don't even know what to call these guys. There was an anti-circumcision protest today in my area, up in Los Angeles County. And it was just, I'm just amazed. I'm amazed at how far we've come. I don't know how much deeper we can flush society. I mean, it's scary that these people will walk out. I'll put that up at some point in time tonight. I don't know if I can do it. And not fall over laughing. Seriously. Running around with blood stains between their legs, because that's what they do it. You know, it looks disgusting.
It's the men. Be specific.
Well, it's the men, but there were women doing it too. I don't know if they were doing it to be in solidarity or what.
It was the men.
So, no, I have pictures. The women too. Now, it's amazing how upset they are at these guys being circumcised at 8 days old, you know. I liked one side was talking about how, you know, was it done consensual? Yes, because every 8 day old knows how to sign their name and knows what they want. And you can easily, it shows you what loons they are. And then the women were running around. Where were these people when you have first forced female genital mutilation, right? Look, I'm telling you. Do you know where we've gone? That's where we're headed. Right down the drain. It's pretty much over at this point in time. And to prove it, oh my God, this one's even better. This is even so much better. You know that in California, a judge may shortly rule that prostitution is a constitutional right. Now,
finally.
What?
Finally.
Well, the only thing that doesn't seem to be a constitutional right is freedom, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and owning a gun.
Religion.
Well, I forgot about that, yeah. That's been for so long, though, I don't even give it any thought. The A federal judge, a federal appeal court, gave the go-ahead Thursday to activists seeking to overturn California's 145-year-old ban on commercial sex. That's one way to put it, I guess. A three-judge panel in the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco said plaintiff's legal challenge against the ban may proceed. The plaintiff says that the current law violates the right to engage in consensual sex. No, it doesn't. You can have all the sex you want. You just can't be paid for it. I mean, you know what? You should only be paid for something you have a talent at. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of prostitutes that have no real talent other than they have the right equipment. The 2003 U.S. Supreme Court ruling originally revoked criminal laws against gay sexual acts because at one time what used to be referred to as sodomy is now legal, pulled, whatever. You know, the federal court said, hey, you can't call it sodomy, you can't this, you can't that. Now, the plaintiffs say that the current law violates the right to engage in consensual sex, as described in that 2003 U.S. Supreme Court ruling. They go on to say, I believe that people in this country have a right to act this way and to make a living this way. That's according to the attorney, who's going to end up with megabucks over this. California banned prostitution in 1872, defining every common prostitute as a vagrant, subject to a $500 fine, 6 months in jail. Then it changed in the 1960s. It was called disorderly conduct, and it was punishable with a $1,000 fine and 6 months in jail. The legal challenge was brought by three ex-prostitutes. It would be client. I mean, somebody who got caught having sex with three prostitutes, basically. They also own an erotic service. They are erotic service providers. Gee, that's no surprise. They received good news Thursday after the Ninth Circuit judge hinted that some scrutiny of the law may be needed. Why should it be illegal to sell something that is legal to give away? Well, Judge Consuelo Callahan seconded, saying prostitution, like gay sex, now see, it's not Joe, like gay sex, had been subject to moral disapproval because the Supreme Court case dealt with the individual rights. The right to prostitution could be a natural extension of the Supreme Court precedent. Now, understand that the Ninth Circuit Court has got the highest overturn rate of any other court. Matter of fact, add them all up. All the other courts up, and these guys get overturned more than all of them. You know, ultimately, the backside, the dark side to this is way, way too challenging. How do you know who's selling themselves? Because they want to. That there isn't something else going on. Well, you'll never know. We'll be back in a few minutes. Xander Gibb joins us after the break. Don't go far. You're going to have a good time. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. available. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
You know, if Xander ever comes to town, we're going to have him in the studio. And then we'll do the disco lights, and the two of us will be in like a polyester suit. Right, with the big lapels, the disco suit. That would be a picture for eternity. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, being part of the conversation. But really, I know the guy you tuned in for tonight. I know it sure as heck ain't me. Or isn't me, for you English teachers out there. It's this guy. Love kicking off the weekend with this guy. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, to kind of kick off the weekend, get you people in the mood to party. Well, maybe not party. Put on the slippers, grab the pipe, and turn on a movie. Right, Xander?
Oh, for sure. In fact, we should call this segment Stirring the Pot with Joe Messina and Xander Gibb.
Stirring the Pot. I don't know. Somebody might take that the wrong way. I was talking about a pipe, and now you went to pot, so I don't know. Like, this could be bad.
Yeah. Look, we'll be getting complaints, but they can direct them all to me at XanderGibbottIdon'tCareAtAll.com.
There you go. I like that one. That works for me. All right. So, listen, you and I, during the, you know, before we go on the air, we kind of just talk and get caught up with each other. You have a complaint that I have had for years, and my longtime listeners know. And quickly, what I said, you know, once I went down, I was with Dr. Gina and Anne Marie Morell and a few others. We went down to San Diego to do a gig to help release that. Remember the Marine that was being held in the Mexican jail. And so we got all our conservative buddies. We put up a page. Yeah, we had 2,500 RSVPs. If we had 200 people show up, that was a lot. It's a 3-hour drive for me. So am I complaining? Yes. We don't support each other. And you have a valid complaint. Go.
I do. I'm actually really sick of being on the front line. I'm out there every day on social media, you know, representing our cause, you know, representing conservative issues, standing up to bullies who say that conservatives are bad, and every day, without fail, I'm doing it on my own. And it's not about popularity. It's about support. And I am tired of the fact that I put all of this out there, and it's like, you know, there's a lot of tumbleweed. But there's not a lot of support. I mean, where are you, conservatives? You know, I'm not saying I'm your representative, your elected representative, but I'm out there saying the things that you maybe would not dare to say. But when there is a lack of support, it kind of really bothers me. I really think it's time to start backing up our conservatives that are willing to go to bat and say, this is the case, you know, to disagree with those that say that we're haters and we're bad and we're wrong, et cetera, et cetera. And the support is not there, and it's alarming.
Oh, yeah, and I always say the same thing. Look, I appreciate you guys that hop on Facebook and you like or what have you. But if you get Twitter, you get a Twitter account, you need to be out there supporting guys like Xander, guys like myself. But not just online. Take some of that stuff you learn from us. I hope you're learning something, and it's not just you're not just sitting and listening to the radio. And you go out and do something about it. Make a difference in your community. You know, if you don't know when a local school board meeting is or the city council meeting, whatever you decide to latch on to, those are the things that you can go to. You can make a difference. You can speak up, and you can do it online. Let your friends know. Let your local friends know what's going on. So it really is a way to make a difference. Obviously, social media can make a difference, or there wouldn't be so much, so much going on with it right now. Facebook wouldn't be doing what they're doing to conservatives. Google wouldn't be, right?
Absolutely, and you know, for quite some time now, I'm having problems even getting verified on Twitter. You know, even the Kardashian second cousin's dog is verified on Twitter. But you know, with five series of a TV show, an album, a book, you know, a conservative commentator, I can't get verified on Twitter, and we all know why it is.
Well, it's because you're not who you say you are, right? I mean, seriously. I mean, you couldn't be who you say you are because there's something sinister going on there, Xander. Don't you know that?
Yes, I'm actually paid by the Russians to say I am gay conservative and to put all this out there and to put up with abuse, and the money is very good.
The rubles.
I mean, please, yes. Sorry, I was slipping back into Russian act. I will go back to being American now.
Oh, God. It is assed. Hey, what do you think about the Russian collusion story? Apparently, all these that was wonderful, wasn't it? Xander, you got to love the guy. Hang up on me right in the middle of the interview. But I'm joking. It's not right in the middle of the interview. It's me not understanding, not knowing how to use a computer, right? So here,
love kicking off the weekend with this guy, Xander.
It was hard to watch from the perspective of they had nothing new. You know, isn't it time to either put it to bed or shut up or both?
Oh, I agree with you. Nail somebody, don't nail somebody. Let's get this thing. Now, see what I would do. And I know this sounds a little harsh to some, but here's what I would do. I would have special prosecutors for every one of these items
that the Dems, I mean, I'm sure now they're going, oh, God, we should have dropped that Russia thing early. Every one of these things that the Dems complain about, I would put a special prosecutor on it. And if I was Trump, I would say, you go for this, you make it happen, and wherever the cards fall, they fall. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And we'll clear this up in a heartbeat, my friend. Let me tell you what.
Well, you know what? It's kind of like when I was a kid, and I'd eaten too many biscuits, and I would say, "Mom, Wayne ate all the biscuits." You know, it's kind of like it's what I call kind of free pizza. It's like look away from what I've actually done, and I'll tell you that someone else has done it, because then while you're looking to see if someone else has done it, I'm covering my tracks. I mean, you know, all that money she had from Russia to the Clinton Foundation and Bill being paid $500,000 for a speaking fee. I mean, don't tell me Bill is that interested. I mean, what did he talk about? Cigars?
Yeah, he talked about interns and how to.
Grandchildren. Grandchildren. That's what they were talking about.
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious. Don't you find it interesting how all of a sudden 30 pieces of paper have showed up? I mean, like, we had this once before, only they used silver, right? It was 30 pieces of silver. Always. You know, when Xander's on with me again, I think in the next couple of weeks he'll be on live with us again, and we'll have a lot of fun with him. Because there's so many things that come up during the day that I want to talk to him about, that I want to run by him. But like I said, when he's back on live, we'll have a lot of fun with this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. You can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, taught to be afraid of, but you don't have to be. I keep telling people, we're not what they say we are. We're not what the left has labeled us. So why don't you find out for yourself? Anyway, I am Joe Messina. I do appreciate you listening to the show. When you come back, I promise next segment, I won't screw it up. We'll be right back. At Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. Why would you go anywhere else? Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustained winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I don't know.
No comment.
We almost were. We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I always love when Xander's on with us. I love when we kick off the weekend with him. And you know what? Let's just get right back to it. And make sure I can get through this segment without screwing it up again. Back at it with my buddy Xander, and you know, Xander, always appreciate kicking off the weekend with you. Now, go ahead and make me mad again and tell people how easy it is to find your stuff.
Absolutely, everything is at xandergibb.com. The book. The album, links to my social media. Follow me on social media and support me, guys, please.
Well, follow him on social media as long as they're allowing you to, because he gets banned on a frequent, frequently.
Well, there is an ideology that both on Facebook and Twitter, that not only are they shadow banning, they're doing this shadow situation where they're stopping likes and retweets for conservatives too. So what we really have to do is start testing the theory, because, you know, ultimately what happens with social media, because it's a private entity and it's all about money coming in, you know, if you are very rich and your name happens to be George Soros and you bung them a few thousand dollars every so often, they'll do what you want them to do. If that includes stifling conservatives, they're going to do that too, because they're there to make a buck. And people don't believe this because, no, that wouldn't happen in a civilized country.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you it does.
Of course not. No, that would never happen. Nothing, right. Nobody ever does anything wrong here. And the government's here to help you. Don't you know that? What's wrong with you?
Of course. Yeah.
No, it's frustrating to be on our side of the aisle, because they're purposely going out. They're purposely squelching us down. Look, not bragging on my show, but we used to easily hit 4 million people a week on Facebook alone. And now we're down.
Right.
If we get to 200,000 a week, I'm excited. All right. My dad and others have sent me texts during the show and said, look, I'm looking for the show. I can't find it. I can't find your Facebook page. And Tammy and I will be sitting there looking right at the page, looking at the live feed. So we know that they're funneling, they're squelching, they're clamping down on.
Right.
YouTube does the same thing to you, and you know, the only solace I get is that I pay extra money and I use Ustream. So, you know, no matter what happens, Ustream never shuts you down. It's also a private company, but you pay a monthly fee and they can't stop you. So,
right.
But it's not cheap.
I mean, the concern is, what are they trying to suppress? What don't they want? What are we saying that they don't want people to hear? Because let's face it, what you and I and people of our ilk have done is they've kind of replaced that slot in the mainstream media, where it used to be that it was honest and they would report the fact. That's not happening anymore. And that's where shows like yours and mine have kind of seen a gap in the market and portray, you know, the honesty. And I don't think they like that. They want to suppress the honesty.
Look, think about something. We scare them because we are doing exactly what they say can never happen. So
right.
On Friday nights, we've got a gay talk show host and a gay conservative talk show host, and then you have an old white Republican conservative actually talking, getting along, and dealing with issues. You know, every Tuesday night, I got my mad black man from Baltimore. There's actually a black, you know, African-American conservative guy who doesn't like Obama talking with an old white guy, you know, conservative white guy. That doesn't happen. Not in their world. There has to be something up. There has to be something wrong with that. So that's what scares them, don't you think?
Yes, because it doesn't fit the narrative. Because, you know, when I was a Democrat, I was told that, you know, Republicans didn't want to represent me or talk to me because I was gay. And unfortunately, I believed it. And it's part of this brainwashing tactic to actually stop gay people from going over to the other side. Hey, when I used to hear the phrase, you know, gay Republican, I used to think it was a misnomer, that it was a contradiction in terms. But boy, how wrong was I? And I think that, you know, it's important for people like me to be out there in the public eye to actually show that this is the case.
Yeah.
But they don't want that. And you hit on a very important point last time we talked, you know, that the reason Twitter, the reason why Twitter really doesn't want to you know, give me the blue tick is not because I'm a conservative. It's because I'm a gay conservative, because I don't fit their narrative. So I'm gonna pretend to be a liberal from now on and call myself Xander Kardashian, and so I'll be fine.
Oh, I still have not found anybody that can tell me, other than having a very large backside, what their talent is.
Right.
You know, I mean, what did they do? What do they do, or have they done in the past? I mean, think about all these famous people. You were in this world, are in this world. All these famous people that are famous for nothing more than either having sex or big boobs or big butts or whatever. You know, I go down, what, Paris Hilton? I guess, you know, what's her claim to fame? That her dad has money? Her family has? I'm confused here.
Well, it's kind of interesting. It's something that I hit on this week. You know, there's a famous author from New York who in the 90s wrote all these sleazy sex books called Erica Jong. And her daughter is on Twitter with a blue check mark just because her mother is famous. I mean, it's nepotistical to say the least. Surely in 2017, we should be honored and treated in a certain way because of the things we've achieved, not because of what our parents have done.
Oh, always. Always. I mean, it's always infuriating me when that happens. And actually, you know, for what it's worth, and whether people believe it or not, you know, I have had my kids apply for jobs places where they would call me, and I go, look, don't you dare use me as a reason to hire or not hire. What you need to do is you need to hire them based on their ability. You have to decide,
right.
Forget the name, you have to decide whether or not that would be a person you would actually hire, you know, or bring on board, if you would. So it's just how I feel about it.
Well, I couldn't disagree with you more, because otherwise you actually instill into your kids a false sense of what is right and what is wrong. And let's face it, you know, in society, what we've been doing for the last 20 years is telling our kids in school that everybody wins, everybody gets a prize, everybody's wonderful, and everybody is fabulous. And then they get out into the world, and then they're like, Mom, you lied to me. You know, because the world is just not like that. Not everyone gets a prize. Not everyone is an achiever and a winner, because some people are just average.
Did you say you disagreed with me, even though we just said the same thing?
No, I didn't. Who said I disagree with you?
I thought you said you couldn't disagree with me more. I was like, whoa, really? You have to shut him off. No,
couldn't agree with you more. Tammy, crank up his hearing aid.
No, you got to get the ravioli out of your mouth, man. Seriously. I mean, don't be eating while you're talking to me here. Anyhow. No, it's and we've done this to our kids. It's wrong, and we've done this to our kids. So let's talk. You said you were in the UK, so there's perfect. Now, the UK,
I am.
For some odd reason, they still, even though we beat their butts in the war, they still want to do things different than we do. And so they're having, instead of having the Italian Heritage Month, they're having Black History Month, aren't they?
They are indeed, and the White House, you see how American my brain is, 10 Downing Street, which is like the equivalent of the White House, and if you saw them next to one another, you'd be like, huh? Really? They're kind of having this this celebration this week, and they're trawling in all of these young black folks to be to have their picture taken with the Prime Minister Theresa May. And you know, she's basically tweeted. She says, "It will take sustained work over time to overcome age-old injustices. My pledge this Black History Month is that we will see it through." And I'm like, okay, that's fine. So we're talking about equality. When is White History Month? But I'm not allowed to say that because that makes me racist. But I'm like, why does that make me racist? Because why? I mean, slavery was a very bad thing, and discrimination is very bad, and, you know, I'm not a person that purports it or gets involved with it or even tolerates it. So why does that make me bad because I'm white? I'm not a white supremacist. I don't like the suggestion that I am. I'm not racist because I'm white. But all of this surely perpetuates this ideology that white people are bad.
And it isn't going to stop till we start pushing back on it. Is it going to stop till we start, you know, not feeling uncomfortable about speaking about it and pushing back on it? Look, I have a boatload of black friends that I can sit and talk with and talk about racial issues because we don't start off, or the mindset isn't that I'm a racist. When you start off from a standpoint that you're both caring about each other, you both really believe that, yeah, there is racism still in this country. There are still, I like to say it this way, there are still idiots in this country. And there's nothing we can do about it. You can't fix it that fast. But when it comes to racism, I think just to believe that one's a racist just because of their color is asinine. Hey, you listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Xander Gibb ain't going anywhere. Don't worry about it.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, let's get back to it, because I don't want to miss, I don't want you to miss two words of anything that Xander has to say. Okay, we're back with my buddy Xander Gibbon. You know, really seriously, Xander, we should charge for the break time audio. You know, and I'm going to string it all together and put it up on a site somewhere, and I'll split the revenue with you. We might make $11 a week between the two of us. I don't know. We'll see what
happens. Yeah, just don't share my commentary about Hillary Clinton, because I really can't afford to be sued right now.
I'll do the beeping like some of the other people do. But tell people where they get more information on you before we get into this.
XanderGibb.com and any branch of Sears.
Yeah. which are going away in America pretty quickly.
The staple,
Sears was like one of the first companies in the country to offer free health care to their employees. So you would think they'd be all over the place trying to help these people out again. But, you know, let's talk a little bit more, you know, about the Russian collusion story, because that one to me is just so sweet to a degree. You know, here they are. You have Maxine Waters, Sheila Jackson Clinton. I mean, I can go down the list of the people that these that the Dems hold in high esteem, and all of them were sure that the Russians colluded with the Trump team, you know, on the election, and that there's a relationship there in the whole nine yards, and somebody should go to jail, and you know who somebody is? Somebody is Obama. You know who else somebody is? Somebody else is Hillary.
Right.
And you heard nothing from mainstream.
You know, the interesting thing about this is, I never mentioned that Sheila Jackson wench's name in front of me because I might blow a gasket after what's been going on this week, but here's the thing to me. It's quite legitimate that Donald Trump would have Russian ties because he was, and I don't mean the ones he puts around his neck, but from the fact that he did, you know, Miss World or not whatever it is, Miss America, the kind of pageant thing in Russia, you know, not so long ago. So why would he not have connections in Russia? And the thing is that, I mean, here's what I believe happened. I am sure places like WikiLeaks and Russia did interfere with the election, but not at Donald Trump's behalf. I actually think this was because that they saw, let's face it, you've got Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. Yes, I will be totally honest with you. I didn't want Donald Trump. I didn't like Donald Trump. Didn't respect Donald Trump. There were people that were far more qualified than him. But when you stand him next to Hillary Clinton, he was a far safer bet for America and the rest of the world. Because if Hillary had gotten, the terrorists would have had a field day. You know, she would have sold America to them. So Donald Trump definitely was the better choice. And so I think other people would have seen it from my perspective, too. So that's, you know, this is the thing about WikiLeaks and Russia and the things that they did. None of the things that they did or highlighted weren't true. You know, so shoot them for telling the truth.
No, I'm with you. Where would ISIS be today, right, if Hillary had gotten there? I mean, how much more territory would they have? Because if you think about it, the generals and the others around them are finally saying they really feel all of a sudden like they have the ability to fight, that they've been given the resources, the handcuffs have been taken off so they can actually take these people down. And when you look at what they've done to take these people down, under the Obama administration, they had to call for permission. We had to make sure we had to guarantee there'd be no collateral damage. You don't fight a war that way. It doesn't work. These are guerrilla animals that don't really care who they kill when they strike us.
Well, when you think just recently that Bo Bergdahl was charged with desertion, Barack Obama had him to the White House and was making out he was some kind of hero. You know, he traded 6 top Taliban for this fool. And they don't go off and drive taxis and, you know, work at, you know, the Muslim Walmart. They go back to their terrorist activities.
Yep.
And so there is no doubt that there is a kind of connection between the fact that terrorist activities increased right after that, because they've gone right back to it. Barack Obama was a stain on America and continues to be.
There you go. And that's from Xander Gibb. Anyway, hey, no, there were a lot of things that he did that I don't agree with, and I think hurt this country tremendously. And it's funny because there's now, you know, where's the love for the Dems? I heard last night that he lost, under his presidency, 1,100 Democrat seats were lost across the country, and state legislators, and even at the, even in D.C., to include, obviously, the Senate, they're talking about how they're going to take the Senate, they're going to take the House, and the presidency in the next election. I'm thinking, weren't you smoking? You should change the dope you're using, because weren't you smoking the same dope in the last election? You're not listening to the American people. You don't care. This is what I keep telling people. They don't care what you think. They don't care what's right for you. They only care what they perceive is right for you.
Right.
Let's talk about some more fake news, right? So you have the president. You have that, God, what was her name? From Florida.
Sheila Jackson.
She's a Sheila Jackson Lee lookalike, clone, knockoff, whatever. And I mean, really, she's in Florida wearing a cowboy hat. I'm sorry, I didn't lure cowboys in Florida, but anyway, I know I'll get emails on that one too, but whatever. Said that basically President Trump told the family that he knew what he was signing up for. like that made it easier for the dead. You know, they were just beating him up. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm sure he didn't get on the phone and say, hey, I'm sorry for your son's death. But you know what? He knew what he was signing up for. I don't believe that's how the conversation went at all. Do you?
I don't. No. The thing is that, let's face it, you know, with respect, Mr. President, you know, you do say and do and tweet some rather obnoxious things from time to time, but all power to you for that.
At least once a day, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. But I think he thinks it's in his contract to do that. But ultimately, why would you even, you know, why would you, even from a political perspective, why would you call someone's wife and someone's mother who had died and said, well, you know, he did sign up for that. I don't believe he said it. And I, just from the research that I've done from my show from last night, when the president makes these calls, he's given like a crib sheet, for want of a better terminology, which has the name of the people he's speaking to, the name of the person who's died, you know, just so he doesn't fluff it, basically.
Right.
And the call is recorded, because otherwise anybody could say, oh, the president said this or the president said that, when it wasn't true.
Right.
So I really hope that within the next few days, the president just releases the audio of that tape and proves this woman wrong. Because I think it's time for the Donald to get tough with these people. Because clearly there are a lot of stupid people out there who are willing to just accept, well, it says it on the internet, it must be true. You know, it says on my website that I weigh 110 pounds, so that must be true, too.
Oh, God. Oh, I got to change mine. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, on the internet, everything's true, so I figured it would just change it back to my true weight. But I didn't know, I was allowed to get away with that. It's just amazing. Look, I can see, and I said this the other night, I can see him calling them, and, you know, I said the real heroes are these people who sign up for the military. Now, you guys on Facebook, forgive me, you know, that are out there, quote-unquote, fighting. You know, Xander fights, I fight, you guys are fighting, some of you guys are fighting. But the guy that signs that agreement with the military to go out and fight for the flag and fight for our country and fight for freedoms. That's the real hero. That's the real fighter. But I believe, and again, I'm not trying to be insensitive here, when they put their name on that piece of paper, it may not be a forethought, like on their, you know, in the front of their mind, but they know they could lose their life. They know that they're walking in the way of bullets and bombs and what have you.
Yeah.
All right? I believe
because
that.
There's no kindergarten out there, is it? That's my point.
No, it's not a video game. It's real.
Yeah.
You know, you don't press the button and reset your heart and put the limbs back on. It doesn't work that way. So I believe they know what they're doing. I believe they know what they're doing when they go out there, you know, for these fights and the fight for us. And, yeah, he may have said it wrong. I agree with you, knowing him. I don't think it was flippant. I don't think it was without, you know, emotion behind it. I think he really believes that these kids, and a lot of them are kids, you know, at my age, 18, 19, 20, 21, it's a young people. So, Xander, we're up against it. Tell people how they can find you, what you got coming up, if anything, and where we can get tickets for the next play.
Absolutely. Everything is at xandergibb.com. The show is back once a week. At the moment, it's Thursdays, 2 Pacific, 4 Central, 5 Eastern, and 10 in the UK, because I know you've got some British listeners, Joe.
I do.
Make sure you come along. It's on Facebook Live, and you'll be able to find the links, and we will put them out there. And support me and support our president, dang it.
Thank you for using dang. I really appreciate that. More than you.
You're
know.
Welcome.
Yeah, the beep button doesn't always work well. He must be in the South UK, because only the Southerners use words like dang it. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to have Wayne Allen Root's going to join us in the next hour. And you know what? You think I talk fast? You won't be. I don't care what kind of recorder you use. Even the recorder will skip every couple of words. You won't be able to keep up. We're going to talk about a new unsafe space at Kent State University. Well, it's about time, don't you think? Really, seriously. You know, I would put up big signs and say, hey, if you don't want to hear the truth, then stay away. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Get a coffee. Come on back. We've got a lot to talk about in the next hour.